The majority of Republican members of Congress from Pennsylvania and New Jersey are skipping their party's convention in Cleveland. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports on the various reasons they will not be joining Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention.
Party conventions are a time to unify and hopefully spark a flame that propels the party's nominee into the White House. But most members of Congress skipping the festivities say they're not trying to distance themselves from Donald Trump.
No, I'm heading to the Middle East.
As of right now, it's not in my schedule. I have various meetings that are scheduled back in the district.
No, I'm more of a home guy. I prefer to be in Bucks County than anywhere else.
That's Pennsylvania's Pat Meehan, New Jersey's Scott Garrett, and Mike Fitzpatrick, also from Pennsylvania. Only 6 of Pennsylvania's 13 Republicans in the House have confirmed they're going, and Senator Pat Toomey, running for re-election this year, is not. In New Jersey, only 1 of 6 Republican members of Congress is attending. Pennsylvania's Charlie Dent says he's not going because Trump has yet to win over his support.
My concerns with the presumptive nominee is that he has made a number of incendiary comments, whether it's on the disabled, POWs, Mexicans, Muslims, women, too few policy specifics, and at times the few policies that he has presented have often been conflicted or contradictory.
Dent says he had hoped to attend, but only as a part of an effort to derail Trump's nomination.
Well, I had intended to go to the convention had it been an open or a contested convention. I was a strong supporter of Governor John Kasich. Once it became a settled matter that we have a presumptive nominee, that I felt there was no longer any reason for me to attend.
Other Republicans from the region, like New Jersey's Leonard Lance, are supporting Trump, but say they have their own re-elections to worry about. Lance says he thinks the party is coming around to Trump, though.
I don't think we're completely unified yet, but I hope we will be unified. I think it's important to elect a Republican president.
Then there are those who are eager to attend.
I'm proud to go and be part of my party. That's kind of exciting to go.
That's Tom MacArthur, New Jersey's only Republican congressman who is going. He says attendance was a no-brainer.
I'm a new member of Congress, and this is the first presidential convention since I've been here. The Republican Party has been having conventions since Abraham Lincoln. First one was 1856.
MacArthur says he's excited to spend time with local delegates while also having some fun.
I want to support the Jersey delegation. We have a lot of people from the state that will be there. I did tell him I want to get a selfie with LeBron James. Why not? I'll be in Cleveland. Get a picture with the king.
As for Trump, MacArthur says he's not worried about sharing the ticket with him this fall.
Nobody is going to confuse me for anybody else.
While retiring Congressman Mike Fitzpatrick is skipping the Cleveland festivities to spend time with his family, he says he's looking forward to showing Democrats around Philadelphia next week.
And I've been telling my friends on the other side of the aisle to give me a call when they get in town, and I'd like to show them the sights, not only the city of Philadelphia, but Washington Crossing, Bowman's Tower, New Hope, Bucks County, Pennsylvania. We've got a lot to see up in Bucks County as well as the region.
For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.